astrophysicist, professor, and Nobel Prize winner Dr. Art MacDonald travels from Sudbury, Ontario, every year to visit his hometown of Sydney. While he was visiting Cape Breton earlier this week, he stopped by his former high school, Sydney Academy, where he graduated in 1960 to talk to the students about physics and his achievements, leading him to win the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2015. MacDonald tells CKOA Radio that the eager students wanted to learn more about his research that calculates the amount of energy that comes from the sun, and it starts by having an understanding of a particle known as
neutrinos, which are the most penetrating of all the microscopic particles that we know about, and we think they're one of the basic building blocks along with electrons and quarks, which are inside neutrons and protons. That particular building block, neutrinos, can pass through 1 million billion kilometers of lead with only a probability of stopping perhaps once in that enormous amount of material. So they come out from the sun very easily through the dense material in the sun. And what we observed is several things. We observed basic properties of neutrinos that hadn't been known before in basic science, and that's one of the reasons we received the Nobel Prize. And secondly, we were able to confirm that the calculations of how the sun burns are very accurate by measuring the products of that burning, which are the neutrinos.
MacDonald says those calculations help scientists better understand the sun's energy and how it works and why the planet's closest star never stops burning. MacDonald says work is already underway to figure out how to harness this type of energy emitting from the sun, and maybe as research develops someday, his work could lead to an alternative to fossil fuels. Meanwhile, MacDonald says while speaking to the high school students about some of the secrets of the universe, he couldn't help but think back to when he was a student and how some things have changed.
That's all new since 1960. The picture we had of atoms didn't involve quarks in 1960. And it was just beginning to happen through the 1960s. And so what I was saying to them is, no matter what you're studying, you have to continue to be curious about the things that are modern today in your field and being developed, because the pace at which developments have occurred has just been accelerating tremendously over the years. And with artificial intelligence, it's going to accelerate even more rapidly.
MacDonald says it's inevitable that artificial intelligence is a mainstay in day-to-day life. He tells students to become familiar with the technology because humanity can both benefit and suffer from it.
I just heard a lecture last week from people who are doing treatment of cancer with beams of gamma rays. They're going to be able to use artificial intelligence to tailor their treatment programs to match exactly the tumor that they're trying to treat. And that's just one example in medicine of where it's going to help.
MacDonald says AI can have more sinister intentions. He refers to recent research conducted by one of his peers,
a Canadian from the University of Toronto, who received the Nobel Prize last year for basically doing the basic research that had resulted in artificial intelligence having all the power that we can observe today. His attitude is that when artificial intelligence becomes smarter than humans in various ways, he worries about it fundamentally in terms of the appropriate control on it so that rogue nations cannot use it in such a way that it overpowers our nation, but also situations where artificial intelligence treated robots or using artificial intelligence become out of control. And that's sometime in the future, but at the rate at which it's accelerating, it's entirely appropriate for him to be telling humans and governments and general population and governments to be paying attention to it.
On the lighter side of artificial intelligence and lectures on the sun creating unlimited energy, MacDonald tells students about some intricate work at the banquet gala in Sweden 10 years ago when he was about to accept his Nobel Prize with a royal companion who was about to have her very own creation.
Coming into this banquet, you had to go down a very long stairway, probably 40 or 50 steps. And the physics prize winners actually are the first in the group because they're the first in the will of Alfred Nobel. And so I was tasked with escorting Princess Victoria, who's a future queen of Sweden, down this long stairway. She had on a floor-length dress, but she was also 7 months pregnant at the time. And so I showed a picture of the lecture of myself walking beside her, and I am looking down. I didn't look anywhere else in order to make sure I didn't tramp on the hem of her dress.
McDonald spoke with CKOA Radio from his home in Sudbury, Ontario, where he lives and works. Just a few days after his visit to Sydney Academy, outside of the school, there is a monument with his likeness and a brief explanation of his Nobel Prize winning research. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.